Joining us live in studio right now, special guest, the owner, operator of Bottoms Up Bar and Grill in Strasburg, none other than Kevin Heron. Kevin, hey, thanks for waking up a little early, coming in, joining me this morning.
Waking up early? What? I've been working all morning.
You know what? I like the sound of that. You're an early bird. My mother used to say, early bird gets the worm.
Absolutely.
All right. Kevin, it's going to be a busy night tomorrow night for all of us involved. So gracious that you guys have decided to host this draft party, our second annual. I know you've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Because, you know, you plan, and you always forget something.
Hey, if you do forget something, Big Z Sports has your back, all right? We won't let you fail. We won't lead you astray.
Okay.
Tomorrow, folks, our second annual draft party. By the way, we're on Facebook Live right now on WTUZ Big Z Sports Facebook page. Facebook Live on Big Z Sports, brought to you by Speedy Septic right there in Strasburg. Speaking of Strasburg, that's where Bottoms Up Bar and Grill is located, and that's where we'll be tomorrow for our second annual draft party. Here's the deal. From 6 until 9, we're going to be on air, the Big Z Sports show, leading you up to the draft. Of course, we'll have analysts from the Browns and the Bengals, Steelers, discussing what those teams may do. Also, myself, Joe, and Chris will break down what we think may happen, reveal mock drafts 5.0 and all that. But in between those hours and even after, it's going to be so much happening there, Kevin.
There's a lot going on.
I know you mentioned you had a bunch of vendors give you some stuff.
A lot of our beer distributors stepped up, gave us a lot of free handouts. And Ohio Lottery, they stepped up and gave us a bunch of stuff. So there's a ton of stuff we're going to be handing out, a lot of free stuff. Who doesn't love free stuff?
I know. I tell you that. And, of course, the show, the event, it's pretty much all free, too. Just walk in the door. Food and drink specials. It's all going to be happening. We want to give a huge shout-out, too, Kevin, to the folks at Parkway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, right there in Dover. They're playing a big hand, too.
Oh, they are. Without them, this doesn't happen. When Joe came in and talked to me about it, I was excited about it, but, man, I didn't think I could pull it off, and then next thing I know, I get a call from Joe. Hey, we're on. I'm like, sweet. So
It's a go. It's hard to believe it's tomorrow already, really and truly. That's our second annual draft party. Also, DTS Screen Printing and Embroidery, also a sponsor now.
Yeah, they stepped up right towards the end, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yep. They hopped on board. They understood how big of a deal it was going to be, Kevin.
It's going to be huge.
They wanted to hop on board. Of course, we're on Facebook Live right now. Michelle Spring, the camera. You worked in TV, right, Michelle?
I did.
So this better be some excellent footage. That's all.
Impeccable.
That's all. Impeccable, she says.
She gave me grief when I walked in because I didn't have donuts.
I know.
You know, I fed you guys on the big sports show.
Twice. Fed us twice.
You could have been in here.
Michelle's a tough cookie. I'll tell you that she's tough to get along with. It's only been a month, and I don't know. Already makes me want to get out of the biz, tell you that. No, she's great. She's great. Hey, okay, all the things happening tomorrow night for our draft party. Of course, like I said, on the air from 6 until 9. Prizes, giveaways, handouts. We'll have some trivia questions so folks can win some prizes also. Then our wing eating contest, Kevin, which is getting more interesting by the day. I'll tell you the contestants we have right now, the returning champ, which you know the returning champ, right?
I do. His wife babysits my little girls.
Okay,
so, yeah,
wow, all
we
right.
We know them very well.
Josh, I don't know why I always... It's Harstein. Harstein. I always say Steen for some reason. Harstein, Josh Harstein, our returning champ, Strasburg native. Torrey Gibbs is in it. He's been talking a lot of smack.
He has.
Throughout the past couple of days. So, Torrey, you better bring your A game. Pat Owens, also involved. Yes. Matt Russell, Andrew Hobart is going to take part in the wing-eating contest. Brandon Terry was chosen yesterday. Shauna Berkey actually picked a female contestant yesterday, and she backed out.
Oh! Yeah. We need some women to step up.
Now, I've had a few who have inquired.
Yes.
So we can maybe go that route, too, if you wanted, when we pick a couple here.
Okay.
But the prizes for first place, family four-pack of tickets to Kalahari Indoor Water Park up there in Sandusky. Also, tickets to the Rubber Ducks, second place, $50 to Bottoms Up Bar and Grill. Yep. Thanks for that, Kevin. Also, you guys will get some tickets to Midvale Speedway, some other Big Z Sports and WTUZ items and merchandise as well. It's going to be a lot going on tomorrow for our draft party. 6 to 9 will be on air, but we're going to be there before 6. We're going to be there after 9. It's going to be a long night. Before we choose more contestants, a couple things along with the food specials and drink specials. One cool thing you're having is what you're calling a Browns Bladder Buster tomorrow. What does this entail?
What this entails is you got to get there between 5 and 6.
Okay.
We're going to hand out wristbands. And as long as your wristband is on, your draft beers are going to be 50 cents.
Don't lose those wristbands,
folks.
Don't
lose the wristbands. You go out the front door, the back door, or go into the restroom. Your wristband gets cut off.
So you can't even leave. You can't even go outside.
No.
Now, are we going to be on the patio tomorrow?
No.
Okay, so that's good. All right.
No.
Because I was going to say,
if
folks wanted to come out and see us, does that apply? All right, just making sure.
No. You'll be inside. That's why I did the back door. And everybody keeps saying, well, you know, we got smokers.
Yeah.
You know, we got the smokers patio. Why don't we go out and have a cigarette? Well, I can't go out there and watch you. I don't know if you're, you know, people will be people. You know, they'll do anything they can to win.
Yeah.
To do something, you know, and keep that special going. So, yeah.
Even if it's just a Browns Bladder Buster. So if you guys go to the bathroom, your wristband's gone.
Gone.
And you can't take part in the discounted beverages anymore after that. So make sure you get there early for those wristbands because I'm sure they're going to go.
And there's other rules apply to that. We'll go over that stuff whenever we're giving the wristbands out.
Yeah, that's, of course, more details on that tomorrow. Listen, some of the food that you brought us throughout the past few days, the boneless wings, honey mustard is up there with my favorite. You nailed it right on the head with the hot wings. I don't know what's your flavor? What do you just call them? The hot wings
there? Yeah, hot wings.
Yeah, I mean, the flavor on those, impeccable. Not too much that you need some ranch dressing or anything, and it's not going to blow your mouth up or anything like that. But tomorrow for the wing eating contest, what kind of wings are you thinking here, Kevin?
Well, Nicole's coming up with a special sauce for that.
Oh, Lord.
I hate use the word special sauce because it's going to be basically our hot sauce.
I think. Love the word special sauce.
Yes, I know, but she won't divulge what she's doing.
Okay.
But it's not going to be so hot that it's going to burn your mouth.
A special draft day.
It'll make you sweat.
A special draft day sauce.
Yes.
Big Z Sports Sauce, maybe.
Big Z Sports Sauce.
I like
that. You know what? That may go on the menu after tomorrow.
I like that a little bit better. Of course, that's going to happen tomorrow, our wing eating contest. Folks are asking about the rules, which we do have for you now.
Yes.
Go ahead and give those.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do a 2-minute clock. So there's a 2-minute time cap. Everybody's going to get 18 wings.
Right.
It's going to no drumsticks. Flats only.
All relatively same size.
The same wing. Yep. Relatively same size. If you finish your 18 wings before the 2-minute time clock, obviously you win.
Boom.
But you better make sure them bones are clean.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
we're going to be looking at...
We're going to judge that as well.
Yeah, for sure. You guys, so bring your A game. 2-minute time limit. Everybody will get 18. So like you said, if somebody finishes before the 2 minutes is up there, obviously the winner, after we inspect those, those bones, make sure they're nice and clean the way they should be. You folks better know how to eat wings out there.
Yes.
And then, of course, we'll find a first and second place winner after that. It's going to be a good event, a lot of fun. Now, I know last year, Harstein, his family brought signs.
Oh, yeah.
They get into it. He had a whole cheering section.
You got to see him at the Corn Fest.
Oh, my goodness.
It's awesome.
I'm sure that's a sight to see right there.
There's corn everywhere.
There's corn everywhere. It was a massacre. Hey, you ready to pick a contestant? I have one in mind.
You do?
For sure.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
This person got a hold of me three days in a row trying to get in on the wing eating contest. That person, you know who you are, Wayne-O. I think it's Wayne Sipes is in the wing eating contest now, and I had his... Oh, it's right here, right in front of me. See, it's right here, Michelle. Facebook Live. Wayne-O.
All right.
Wayne Sipes, you're in from West Lafayette.
West Lafayette.
He's
coming a great distance.
But he said, I would win this, is what he said. And he got a hold of me yesterday, got a hold of me again today. He said, did you pick the next contestant? And I said, Wayne, be listening, 9 hour. It could be you, and Wayne, you're in. I was seeing if Wayne texted us yet, but no. So Wayne Sipes is in.
How many does that make?
That makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 right there. And we want to get another, maybe right now, which will make 8, maybe a couple wild cards there.
Yep.
And then we can always pluck a couple more from Facebook, too, because I know folks were interested there. Do you want me to get a female in on the action?
I'd love to see a couple of them in on the action.
Oh, let me see. Michelle wants a female.
Because you know what? I will be in tears and they will not live it down if the females win.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go with this one, and I got to reach back out to her to make sure she still wants in, which I will. I have her number. She's also a Michelle, spells it with two L's. Don't know if you will hold that against her, no. Michelle Spring, but it's Michelle Garabrant.
Michelle Garabrant.
Michelle G.
Michelle G.
She's in.
I hope she steps up. But you're a wing eater, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So why aren't you entering?
She'll be there. Michelle Spring will be there tomorrow.
What time is it? Because I have to leave.
Wing eating contest. Everybody who's in, the rules will be sent to you. It's going down in the 7 o'clock hour.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, before the actual draft starts, because it'll be busy.
Wait a minute. You got to work in the morning?
Uh-huh. Michelle, go over to that mic, will you? Go to mic 2, will you? You
can. So doesn't Eric have to work too?
Well, yeah, we're both going to be here Friday. I have to be here. The show must go on. It's the nature of the business.
I'll definitely be calling into the show Friday morning.
All right, cool. Shauna Berkey took over the Facebook Live there. Well, Kevin, I'm glad you came in to talk about everything that's going to happen. We can, of course, see you tomorrow.
Yes. And be there. You want to get there early.
Yeah,
get there between 5 and 6 if you want in on the Browns Batter Buster. Because after 6 o'clock, once the special starts, no more wristbands are handed out.
Yeah, you can't
get... I have a question about that.
Go ahead, Michelle.
What if they just go to the bathroom, like in the bar? What if you just can't hold it? And you just don't want to.
And they just pee their pants.
You don't want to fail and go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm going
to
hand them a mop.
Wow.
Cut their wristband off.
Is that
and
a question?
Then
politely you just
asked them
really?
To leave.
I did because I can see somebody being super competitive.
You know what?
And saying I technically didn't go outside.
Here's the thing.
Or to the bathroom.
People have said they're going to put catheters.
Right.
You know, and
okay.
All this other stuff.
Okay. Right.
You know what? I said if you're that desperate to keep a draft beer that cheap, knock yourself out.
You know,
are they're only $2
crazy.
Anyhow. Normally,
you know, someone come with a catheter, you eat and drink for free. Okay,
no.
Hey,
on me. It's on you.
On me. Anyway, I don't know how we'll prove that because I don't want. I don't even.
You go to check everybody.
No, I don't. No. Anyway, we'll have somebody
That's
there.
Your job.
We'll have everybody. Somebody there patting down.
We'll put Nicole up to that. How's that? Since she won't talk on the radio. We'll let her.
So her job is the Big Z Sports Sauce and to pat everybody down for catheters.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
Yes.
I hope you pay her well over there.
Oh, I do.
Good. Kevin Herron, Bottoms Up Bar and Grill. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow, all right?
Yep.
Second annual Big Z Sports Draft Party.